But what page you want to pick up?
Let's start from the beginning. The Shakta points out that, you know, in the Gemara Tanis it says that when you don't have rain, so you have all these special fast days. And one time they were having a fast day, and sure enough, sometime in the morning, all of a sudden it started to rain.
Can you eat?
So what did they do? So they said, okay, everyone go home, break your fast, and come back and say hello. So Rav Shakta pointed out, he said, why just continue? Say hello right now. I mean, then you go home. Why do you have to go home and come back? So he said, because the halacha is that you have to say hello, you know, when you're already, when you're full. You have to be there. You can't be hungry at that point. So that's true. So why don't we say, every time we have a yantif, we say, I know, lo soch lo dam, you're not supposed to eat before davening. You come to a late davening and then you haven't eaten and you're saying hallel, you're not full. Why is that? So Shakta pointed out, he said, that's the difference between a hallel, that you're talking about something of the past, and a hallel that you're saying as you're going through the nais. And the hallel that we have on that we say at the Seder, is what? It's a halal shashira, as Reb Chaim used to point out. A halal shashira means a halal experiencing the nais at this moment. And the entire evening is really devoted to that. I've said many years ago that I think that may be the pshat of why you don't, one reason, you don't say a bracha on halal. The reason I would offer, Reb Soloveitchik used to say, based on the Rambam. The Rambam said, Kishem shemavarchem abirchas nehenin, kach mavarchem abirchas amitzvah. What does that mean? Just like you make a bracha on a birchas hanedin, what's a birchas hanedin? An apple, fruit, food. What's the reason you make a bracha? You need a matir. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Hashem ha'aretz v'v'lo'ah. Everything belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. How does it become ours? So we say a bracha. It's like a matir. So how is that compared to a birchas hamitzvah? So, paraphrasing but putting it a little bit in different words, I would say the way the Rav explained it was that even before you're supposed to do a mitzvah, it's like you also need a matzah when you're walking in and you can do a maisa, you can do something of an avodas Hashem to understand. You have to have proper kavana of who you're appearing before, what you're trying to accomplish, right? If a person gives you something to do, if a president tells you to do something, you sit down, you think about it, you want to make sure it's done correctly. So you don't just run in and do it. You take a step back. Same too is by Birchas HaMitzvah. That's what the Rav is saying. So why don't we do say a Birchas, why don't we say the Bracha and Hallel? So I would state that the reason is because it's so experiential. You're so overwhelmed by the nais that happened at this moment. First, we're already there. I mean, you can't even remove yourself from the situation to take a step back. That's the evening. The evening really is something which is supposed to be very experiential. Now, the Nitziv, I wonder if, there's a famous Nitziv, and he points out that the Lashon that we have in Matzah, Al-Shema, so it gives a different explanation than the reason of the Gemara. The Mishnah says exactly why we have read the Matzah. And here, the Baal Haggadah gives a different reason. And he points out from here in other situations that our Haggadah was, the motif was changed. Because the time of the Haggadah, when you were living in Eretz Yisrael and you were living in the Beis HaMikdash, you experienced certain types of nisim and nifloos. We, who have been living in Golus for thousands of years, have to focus differently. Because you can't feel exactly their experience that they had. So I use this more as a riot to really what Chazal was trying to create. It's so important to feel as if we're going through a Geula, that even the, a lot of the verbiage has to be changed to relate to us so that we can bring ourselves, into that world. And we'll point out different ideas to show this.
Why don't we say hallel then on
Purim? So the Gemara says we don't say hallel. First of all, two reasons. One is, and this is something really is something to bear in mind, why... And the Malachim were saying, why don't we say Hallel by Kriyas Yamsuf? So halal, you know, why don't we do something? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says people are being made killed. B'nafal evecha al tesmachu. Like when your enemies are falling, you don't, you know, you're not happy. I don't remember who said it. It says you're not happy, but you get a little smirk. But no, it's a good point. But it's the other reason is because you don't say halal on a nes chutz la'aretz. But I think also the idea it teaches, you know, Jewish, real Jewish values. You know that we know that you have to.
Why
would you say that? I would say something else.
Why would you say halal on Pesach? You're saying nes, you don't say halal if it's nes.
That's
it's
yeah, afterwards. Another one. Response.
It's very fact that we made it a hog.
So it's a good point. No, it's a good point.
We wouldn't have made it a hog of happiness.
No, we do.
Overcoming our enemies.
Right. It's not that.
I remember hearing once that Haman said to Mordechai, you're not supposed, there's a pasuk that says you can't triumph over your enemies, and that Mordechai said in response, well, that only applies to Jewish enemies. It doesn't apply to
God's enemies.
So I don't know if that's true. I heard this secondhand.
But it's not that. It's more of an idea to have in the back of your mind how to deal with you know, those kind of situations.
But that would be another reason then why
I want
on Pesach, right?
Right. I wanted to say also that I once thought of a possibility that the passage of Shvoch HaMoscha L'Agayim, so the reason the Rav explained, the reason why we say Shvoch HaMoscha at that moment is that the Halah HaGadol that we say at the end, Nishmas Kol Chai, is what that's talking about, the future Geula. That's talking about when all of the world is going to undergo a Geula, you know, when there'll be Yimei Mashiach, when the all Nishmas Kol Chai, when everyone realizes the existence of God and worshipping Him. So the Rav points out, the reason why we say over here is that there's always going to be a time, but no matter, even that a rove, majority of the world is going to be worshipping Kadosh Baruch Hu, there are always those who are never going to accept it. And those, unfortunately, are just, you know, just like there were 80% of the Jews didn't leave Chamushim, they didn't leave Mitzrayim, they were happy over there. It's going to be those percentage of people of the world who just will not accept it. Shafocha, Mosul, Gagim, Shalom, Yaducha. So those people will have to be destroyed. So we're asking them, please destroy it. So I once said that where do we say halo? We say halo on the roof. Based on the Tosfos, based on the Rashba, we understand the Kedusha of Yerushalayim was greater on the floor of Yerushalayim. And as you went up the stairs, you can go into the roof, it's a lower level of Kedusha. Many rayas to this. So I wondered, why is it when you say Hallel, you think at this point, right? Hallel is like the climax, you know, if you're writing a movie, it's the climax of the day. During, you know, you're telling the whole story, you're doing the Maisa Mitzvahs, Pesach, this, that, and finally, you get to a point where you lose yourself and you can imagine, as you go up to the roof, everyone is singing, you know, Hallel. It's been an amazing experience. I mean, that's, you're coming closer to God, right? But why do you go upstairs, though? If you're telling me it has a lower level of Kedusha, so stay downstairs. Mm-hmm. So I once wanted to say that perhaps, and this goes to your theme that you're mentioning, that perhaps the rationale is that we know people must die. We know in the end, Shvoch HaMosel HaGayim, there are people who are just never going to see the truth. They just never can see the truth. Nevertheless, we hesitate. We don't want to be those people who are going to destroy the enemies of, even the enemies of HaKadosh Baruch. We take a step back. And we're almost as if to say, or maybe to control ourselves, right? If this has to be done, you do it, right? Just to save, or we know that sometimes, you know, in order to destroy evil, the things you have to do. But it's something, I've always thought, like Mr. Hyman, and just, I don't know if you ever spoke to Mr. Hyman about the Holocaust. I used to meet him every Shabbos. We used to talk like 15, 20 minutes before I gave a shiur. Every week he would tell me different stories. He never used the terms Nazis, Yimach Shemam. I was just always startled by that. Here is a man who went through the Holocaust. I mean, If there's a nation in the world that deserves to be called Nazis, Yimach Shemam, I mean, there's no, what other nation are you talking about, right? What they did to us. And he just couldn't bring it about himself. And I always felt, you know, that was like an amazing characteristic of Mr. Hyman. You know, it's just... Anyhow, so but...
By the way, another question I have is, if the miracle for Purim was outside of Israel, that's why we don't celebrate it, but the miracle of what happened with the parting of the Red Sea and us leaving Egypt also was not
so
in Israel.
So the answer also is that until we went into Eretz Yisrael, we had Nevi'im Chutz La'aretz. Once we went into Eretz Yisrael, once that became our center, no longer would be outside of Eretz Yisrael. And also, especially about Purim, to understand, you know, the assimilation that was going on, and it's a message to us. Rav Shechter also has another piece, Mitzuyanim Sham, meaning we're always separate. And when a Jew doesn't believe of his separateness, he doesn't believe how distinct he is. He's just like, Umos Ha'olam. I can live in America just as well as I can live in Israel. Can live, you know, anywhere else. You know, it's also a nice place. So that's when you lose your identity.
That's right, because they point out that the at the beginning, the party Ahasuerus has,
right.
The Jews had to go away, but that the Jews wanted to go. They wanted to be a part of it. They didn't separate themselves.
Right, right.
They assimilated.
Exactly.
Like
mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay. So we're going to do different pieces. Some of them will be Hasidic, some will be Misnaged. So look at the first Bisham Aleichem Elo Pesach Shecholius B'Shabbos. This individual is a I think he's an Av Bezdin of some Agudas Yisrael, I think, in B'nai Brak. And he's just, some of the things he writes are just, I was doing a piece the other day, I quoted from a different Beis Avram on the Mishnah Maskirin, you know, the last Mishnah in Brachas. So the last Mishnah in Brachas talks about whether you say you'd see some shrine at night. You know, Machlokas. And Rav Lezer ben Azayeh, he says, Lo zochisi shita'omad, that we should say you'd see us in shrine b'leilos until he came to Ben Zoma. Ben Zoma's drasha. And I first of all, he says something beautiful. He just, Lo zochisi. He says, Lo zochisi, meaning, I know, be'ita achishena. God can bring the geula in its time, or could do it earlier, right? Could do it another time, or take it slower. So he says, you see, by Mitzrayim, we were supposed to be there for 400 years, and we get out after 210 years. So you see, even though the geula is supposed to be for another few years, or thousands of years, he could do it earlier. He says, lo zachisi, I wasn't zochet to such a... But I saw another piece in Beis Avram. It's magnificent. Rabbi Lezer ben Azayeh, that the Arizal says that that Reb Lezer ben Azayeh was a Gilgul of Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi was 52 years old when he died. Reb Lezer ben Azayeh was how old? 18 and 52.
Very
70. So this Belzer Chassid, before he lived before the war, he died in the Holocaust. Amazing, amazing Haggadah. Just an amazing Haggadah. Piece after piece. And he tries to show that what happened based on the psukim in Shmuel, that, you know, Eli was going to be makriv a karbon. And he says, go get me a Kohen to Shecht. And Shmuel HaNavi says, no, you don't need a Kohen. In fact, don't get a Kohen, get a Yisrael to do it. So he says, oh, you're Mor, he says, Shkoyach, but you know, you're Mor Halacha b'fnei Rabo. You're not allowed to do something like that. And he shows the whole machlokas was, what does Zochisi mean? Zochisi means, like, I felt bad, I'm Chayiv Misa. Right? Then he goes through, he says, oh, I wasn't really Chayiv Misa, because why didn't I want you to do this? Because if you're going to be Makar of a Karbon and pick up at the Big Day Kahuna, we're at the Big Day Kahuna at this point, and it's not necessary, you're over an Isser. La frushe mi Isser, when I want to separate you from an Isser, I'm allowed to tell my Rebbe, don't do it. And what was the other, what was he? Because he goes through this whole thing, that really, we're the Big Day Kahuna, according to Rambam, is only Yidin and Dechuya. And dechuya means that what? Yeah, you have a heter to do something, but if you have another way of doing the heter, you're not allowed to do it this way. And you could have asked for a Yisrael. And what did Eli hold? He held like Rabbeinu Tam. He held like Tosus. And Tosus says that what is it din in Hutra? You don't have to look for somebody else. So he's basically saying to him, yeah, shkayach, but you shouldn't have said it. And Lezim and Zachariah says, oh, but maybe I'm not Chayim Bitsa. Why? Because I held like the Rambam. I was trying to protect my Rebbe. I just found it as a beautiful piece. I like that stuff. I just do. Shalom Aleichem Elo Pesach. Kasav HaGadah Chodesh Aviv. L'Hagoyin HaRav HaTzadik Marbein Rabbeinu Asher Anshul Katz. Av Bezdin of... Shoshama, me pia kosher, me grid, me bells. Shoshama ta olam nogim shalolo mar shalom aleichem. Below Pesach. So, not to say it. Not even to mumble it as your father did. Shechol b'shabbos. Shebechol ha'shon mevakshem me hamalochim sheyesu uni levodus Hashem. We ask the malochim to help us. Ava below Pesach. We don't need the help of the malachim. Everything is opened. We can go directly to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Avazikno, the Marash Amru v'hatam the Otu Kachosim lebnei Leviyah shebechol hashanah tzrichim on the malachim. Mevarachim asan v'achshav she'ain tzrichim lehem lo yivarchenu b'shalom. Oh yeah, you need them. What was that? Now you're not gonna be nice and say shalom aleichem. Ava b'hagada gudas ezav kasav shech b'damer she'aviv. Bala rugas habosam lo nohag lo omra b'lo pesach. He nevertheless didn't say it in lo pesach. V'atama pi hazoat a kadosh baruch hu palmi delay botan l'shmo sipri tzitz mitraim. Kadosh baruch hu himself comes in. Mipim sheyishav imkein lo yitokin l'tein shalom l'malochem. Is that nice? You shouldn't say shalom aleichem to the angels. It happens to be, but you'll see the next piece. Chassam Sofer says never to say shalom aleichem. Zekeni hachosan achsam sofer noach shelo lomar shalom aleichem kol shabbosos hashana. V'chein reisi noach ach rav avi imi hagor rav shlomo sofer. Then goes on again rav Yaakov Akiva ben hagon el ksav sofer. It's a minhag achsam sofer kosetam the kishem she'ein on rim hiskabdim mechubadim lefish einenu reuliyim shemalochim yavu olsanu. Cain ain't omer below Shabbos shalom aleichem. He also had a problem that you know when we say what is that song on slichas. Shem shum tchina b'kashav b'shabbos the old omer b'yishami lo yitzavach lo lemechav lo legavriel and the chsam shad told us he's right shalom nahag lomar b'slichas tzus machnisei rachamim. That's a famous machlokas. Machnisei rachamim. Joel will sing it for us in a second. That the Maral Mabrag she'ein lanu im malachim klum ki Hashem elokeinu shmei. How do you speak directly to malachim? There are a number of passages that are in Slichas that the Rambam says not to say. Machnisei rachamim. Another one is in Ne'ila not to say. But this point is very interesting. You know, because it's
that's why we sing it. We don't say it.
That's why we sing it. So what is he saying? Why shouldn't he say Shalom Aleichem Friday night? Because Shalom Aleichem Halachem. Kodesh Baruch Hu say Bechvod V'atzmo. I don't know what the Rav held on this. There is a very interesting idea from the Rav. Why do we... I think with Kiddush. He spoke about Kiddush. Maybe he didn't say Shalom Aleichem. I don't know. He said, by Kiddush, why do you say Kiddush so quickly on Shabbos? So... The Rav explained one thing is that by Yontif, we go into the house, we go into the Beis HaMikdash, we go to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shabbos, the Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to us. So what do you say to the Kodesh Baruch Hu when he walks in? So you say Kiddush. It's interesting, I think, and I mentioned this to, I saw this written in Rabbi Baruch Simon's Sefer, and they said this could be a very big, the Rav is very much not in favor of early minyanim. He felt that you should do it in the Zman. In other words, you don't go to a 7 o'clock minyan when the Zman is 8:30. He wasn't in favor of it. Maybe that's the rationale. In other words, the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come in when you start Shabbos per se. Starting, this is the Zman. This is the Tzeis. Tzeis is the beginning of Shabbos. The Tosefa Shabbos that we have is could be only a Derabbanan, it's not a Deraisa, right? So I wonder if this is affected, that the Rav would say not to say Shabbos. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Thing.
I wouldn't
the same thing during the week?
No, that's different. No, it's not the Shechina. There, the Shechina probably. It's interesting. I don't know because you know we say that the Shechina comes to the base of Knesset, and we should be there early. He shouldn't have to wait for us. I guess he knows his manim. He gets. He's on the davin.com app, but definitely Shabbos. He said that's the rationale. All right, I think most people don't say it. Next thing, a piece of also very nice, a Birchas Habanim. See the regats, Kasa Minag Yisrael Levorcha Yiladim Belel Shabbos, Sh'oz Chol Hashefer Baroi L'Hamshicho Al Yiladim, B'Yichud She'em B'Kochem L'Ham Sh'Shefer Ma'aseihem, V'Yigado She'hu Emtsoi Yorid HaBrocha Sh'V'Nechas B'Ktanim B'Gam B'Gedolim. Yesh Yisholim Yesh Yinho Gam Kem B'Lel Shabbos Lo Pesach. Right? So we do Birchas Habanim. You know, you do your Kadesh, and I think everyone does, right? What should it, or is there a special? Is there a special bracha? You know, it's a special time to give bracha in the Lil Haggadah. What happened, by the way, the first bracha that was given in Lil Pesach? Anybody know? First time, doesn't say it explicitly in the Torah. Where was the first time there was a bracha given to children on Leil Pesach? You have to know Medrash for this. Give a guess.
Yaakov Avinu.
Oh, it's a pretty good. Well, no. Yaakov Avinu gave the bracha.
What? Yeah.
Well, he received the bracha.
He got it from Yitzchak.
Exactly. B'niro shebelel Pesach shayach od yosel levarcha yiladim, because in the cross says vayhi kizok en yitzchak v'tichahena einav miraos v'yikra es esav b'no agadol v'yomer lov b'ni v'aseli matamim, right? Give me something good to eat. Kasher ahavti v'viyali v'ochla b'avur tevarch nafshi v'kosa b'targum yonasim shezeh hoya b'yudalid nisan. That story happened on Leil Pesach. V'amalai Bari, Bari ha'layla di, Eloi Meshabachim l'mrayam. This night is when we're going to be Meshabach, the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Otsri talim espatlim. V'chein b'perkid Rebbe Leza, higi Leil Pesach, v'kor yitzel le'esa b'no agadol, v'amalo. V'nize ha'layla kol olam kula omrim bo halo. V'otsros talolam etachim b'zu ha'layla, right? This is a night that we all say halel, and the window to Shari Shemaim is open. Aseli matamim achani b'odi avrach. Make sure, you know, I'm full, so I feel, you know, I'm happy, and I'm going to break, bless you. Uksiv v'rivka shomas. B'divar yitzel el esav, b'diber yitzel el esav, v'rivka amra el yakov, b'no leymar, hine shamati zavicha medabra le esav achicha. And then it goes on that what happens? Amar Rivka liYaakov bni Halayl Hazeh Otros Talalim Nevtachem Bo El Yonim Om Shira. So he goes the whole thing. The whole Yisod of the Brach of Yitzchak Hishpil liYaakov Avinu Shei Berchasim Shei Yisrael Ad Sof Kol Adaros Hayibalel Pesach. This was the night that Yaakov received the bracha. Val Pizeh. Go to the next paragraph. Moving atam to be yom aleph to pesach mevorachin tal. This is why we do Birchas Tal. Ki achare kol ha avoda shelel pesach shal yoda kibano hashpas otros hatal ha neftachim belel pesach b'shamayim. It's like this is a unique day. Everything is opened. You know the relationship between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and us. B'dinu levorach Birchas Tal. Kidei lahashpi lachol hashana berchas atal me'otzah shenichtu b'leil Shabbos. And then he says in the next thing, he says, v'hinei amarnu, de b'leil pesach on leil pesach yecholina avos lahamshach berchas l'bneihem, kimo Yaakov avinu shekibol habrocha me'yitzchak, Just like on this night, Yaakov who received the bracha from Yitzchak, Yitzchak Hashpil Yaakov, Mitala Shemaim, Heim Brachas Ruchanias. Umishmani Ha'aretz Hugashmias. Gave him the bracha of what? Spiritual bracha and physical, Gashmias. B'lachen Yitzod Mitzvahs Pesach, Zvigarat Levencha Bayamahu Leimor, Kahu. Who lashon nista? What is a lashon? It's a secret. It's a hidden lashon. La ramesha of yelamin in beno v'yomalo mitzvus haPesach ba'ofen kazeh. Shegam kasha of yehin nista be'ena pabein. So she's be hidden in the eyes of his children. Gam ken yishar tam hamitzvah be'piv shleim esofiv. Okay. So very nice. In other words, the It's like this night takes on a new level of relationship, just like Yitzchak gave the bracha to Yaakov on this night, and that was Ladoros, and for all of Klal Yisrael, so too this is a special evening of giving brachas to our children.
So then, shouldn't there be a birchas habonim even if it's not Friday night?
Very good. Why don't you? The truth is, I do give a bracha to my children on Pesach, but I do it on every yontif, But it's just saying that it's also a very unique.
But isn't the blessing that Yitzhak gave to Yaakov somewhat tainted because it was given under false pretenses? Ostensibly, he thought he was giving it to Esav, not to Yaakov. So how, you know, depending upon a.
It's very good. That's a very good question. Let me give you a shot, I think. I don't know. I've always felt...
No,
Dafka not. He didn't know. He knew about Esav. He knew that Esav, he's not stupid. He knows that Esav is not sitting in yeshiva. He's not, you know, he's not the one who can know Shas Bal Peh. So... And maybe this also really goes into this whole idea of the evening. Something else I saw the Rav in Vehishe Amdo. What did Yitzchak want? Yitzchak to me was the father of the Avos par excellence. He is exactly what a father is supposed to be. Esav comes to him, I know. Many of them in Russian. Rashi looks at, you know, that it's an incorrect. I look at it as a positive thing. Esav comes to Yitzchak, and he wants to know, but do you give truma, you know, from salt? So Rashi looked at it as if he's making fun of him. I don't see it that way. I see it that Esav was trying to create a relationship with Yitzchak. He's trying to create a relationship. How do you talk to a relationship to someone? You talk in their terms, right? And what does Yitzchak do? I think Yitzchak, he understands. What does it say? Yitzchak, because he was a hunter. I understand Yitzchak, we look at Yitzchak as this, you know, unbelievable tzaddik, right? After the Akedah, couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. And he loves his son because he's a sportsman. I mean, what kind of a Yitzchak is that? I said, no. Bashem Shem, he loved his son because that's who he was. If that's who you are, I'm going to love you on your level and I'm going to bring you closer on that level. I'll start there and I'll bring it to you. What was the bracha he was giving to Esav? He was giving a bracha to Esav because he felt he wanted to create the first Zevul and Yisachar relationship. I know this is who you are. So let's use it. You'll go out, you'll go into business, you'll be a hunter, you'll support Yaakov while he sits and learns. What happened over there? Rivka had a nevuah. Right? It's not that Rivka was smarter than her. Rivka, what is the remedy? She was walking by, and she went in to ask, what's the story? What's going on with me? How come every time I go to, you know, I pass by a church, and Esav is clamoring to get out, and every time I go past the base medrash, Yaakov is coming out. There's shnei umos in your everyone. There are two nations, and one nation is going to the right, and one nation is going to the right. In fact, the way the medrash says is halacha, meaning this is the way of the world that Esav is sona Yaakov. That's it. She had a nevuah. She knew, but she wasn't allowed to tell. She wasn't allowed to tell Yitzchak this. That's why it says Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. Or Chaim HaKadosh says, what does it say, Lemor? Until you get permission to tell someone else in the Nevuah, you're not allowed to share. You can't tell anyone. She knew about it. So now Yitzchak, he wants to create this Vilna Yisrael relationship. It falls apart. He realized. Does he get upset at Rivka? You would think at that moment when he finds out, there should be a tremendous, machlokas over there. Screaming, I can't believe you did this to me! Mm. Right? She doesn't get upset at him. He realizes. He realizes in the moment she must have known something. She had a nevuah. She never would have done this otherwise. And what's the result of the whole thing? Listen, this is the way of the world. For whatever reason, Esav hates Klal Yisrael. He always hates Klal Yisrael. They're never going to get together. So that's also part of the evening. Mitzuyanim Hayusham, meaning we have to we're separate. We keep on wanting to be part of assimilated, part of the rest of the world. We keep on wanting to do that, and we don't understand that they're always going to say to you, "We don't want you here." Elu Shemos Bnei Yisrael, Habotim Mitzrayim. They're coming to Mitzrayim. I remember hearing a share from the Rav. The Rav says, "What do you mean Habotim? They came. They came years ago." Nah, the Jew is always coming to the land. They never see us as an Ezrach. They never see us as really we belong here. Duality of loyalty, right?
Even in America,
they're still, all of a sudden it's coming about duality of loyalty. In Achinami, I saw it says, yeah, in Achinami, I have a duality of loyalty. You're right. And so do the Irish, so do the Italians, so do the Germans, so do the Frenchmen. Everyone has that. It's natural. Some people are born in those countries and they come here. They still love their country. They don't want to see their country. They still have a duality. No, but only us. Only us. That's what's so it's a good point that you're making. So it's not that it's checkered. It's not. It's part of the evening. V'hisha amdala v'seinu, right? Shebechol davadar omdem aleinu l'chal v'seinu v'akadosh baruch ha matzleinu miyadam. Every single generation doesn't stop. They always going to peak that. So why is it? Why is it that they hate us so much? You see this in Tanya, the Rabbi quoted from the Tanya. It is that the Jew has within him this nishmas elokus. There's a natural desire of Klal Yisrael to come closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a natural desire. It's hidden sometimes, but we have a natural desire to come closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's part of the reason why the Ummah Olam just somewhat despise this word. Rav mentioned something very interesting, and it really speaks to me. Because I see this more and more when I read stuff online of people who are struggling with their religiosity. I find quite often that they're very angry, very anti-religious. It's not like, listen, with us, let me answer your question. Yoili here says that his father, Chassidish of blood, used to say Shalom Aleichem quietly. No. Whether he did, whether it was right, whether it was wrong, what's the difference? Right? I'm not going to get it. I'm not like Yekas. Yekas get very upset about these things.
We say it three times.
Right. You guys have an issue up there with the two shuls that can't get along together because of one little minhag. All right. But most normal people, they don't get so upset about this. He says, why does a non-religious person get so upset? Rav said an amazing thing, and I tell you, it's something to think about, because if you hear it, you'll understand why a non-religious Jew is having such a problem. He says the Jew has a natural desire to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you have a natural desire to do something and you're not living that desire, you're not living that life, you're conflicted within. You may not even realize it. You're so conflicted within. And you become unhappy because I'm not living the life that I really should be living. So that's the story of every non-from Jew. That he's arguing with each other. By themselves, they're upset of the life that they're living. And that's what, remember, Bava Chabad had a whole thing about the hippies. In a sense, it's what he's saying. He's saying that the hippies, no, they have a natural, desire to change the world, you know? And he found a schus in them. That's what we have to look at it. They're fighting it. You know, it's like whenever you say to a Holocaust survivor who's angry at the Kaddish Baruch Hu, right? He's angry at the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So you turn to him and say, I wish I was angry at the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Because you have an emotion. You have a relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Right now you're not talking to him, but you know you're not talking to him. That's different. Me, I go to shul, I'm talking to my friend, and I think I'm talking to the Kaddish Baruch Hu during Tvila. You're not. A good question. The Yisod Arishon below Pesach Hu LaHashrisho Amuna VaKadosh Baruch Hu Belev on Urim. The whole point is that this is the night. Teach them they should have a real Amuna in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, real belief. Chamosha Kasev the Maram in Prague Ki Pesach Hu Chag HaAmuna VaLachein Nikras HaMatzah Michla Dem Hemnusa. That's why the matzah is called the Michla. We see the Michael, the food of belief. Shehi Mashpia Amuna. And because of the Amuna, it was Nigal Yisrael. Because of Maram in Prague, the Lachem Poskim Hadel is called the Mala. Ki Hallel bar la Ora Rachamim ala Geula. Hallel is to wake up Rachamim on the Geula. We should have, we're trying to, the Kaddish Baruch Hu should be Goalus now. By the way, at this point, I forgot there was another reason. I'm trying to remember for next week that Rosh Hashanah and Rabbah gave a different reason why we're opening the door at this point. Rav Shechter, I saw a saying, he said, it's a buba maisa to go around saying that Eliyahu HaNavi comes to every house, you know, to taste the wine. He says, it's not true, and we shouldn't be teaching our children.
How does he know that, though?
I guess because Eliyahu never came to him yet. Huh. I don't know. But Rav Shechter and Rabbah, I forgot, he gave a very different reason of why we open the door. Uvashulchan Aruch Harav, Katzam Erishonim, Denogin Shalolin Ol Hadeles Belah Pesach, Kihulel Shimurim, Levnei Yisrael, Vigarotam Hotziyam, Migolos Hazeh. Vimyava Liyo Yimtza Pesach Pesuach, Vinaytze, Lekrasa Bimhera, Vonam Amina Mezeh, Vyesh Bamunazuch, Sarek, Aris Char Gadol. And obviously different than what Rosh Hashanah is saying. Right? That's why we keep the door open.
Do we open the door before or after we say, pour your wrath upon the nations?
Before.
Right. So think about it. We're opening the door so the world can hear that we're saying, pour your wrath upon
right.
the nations.
Right. You know
it's
what?
It's a real chutzpah, you know, standing up for yourself act. Because, you know, theoretically, the nations of the world are hearing us say, pour your wrath upon them.
Yes, sleeping by then. Right. No, we're standing up. But basically, I mean, you're right. In fact, I just read, there's a new Haggadah out. They're putting out the words of Rabbi Eliezer Berkowitz. He was a Jewish philosopher, and I don't know if you heard of him. He was a Jewish philosopher during the time of the 1900s. And they write in here that when the door would open up, he would really say to himself, and he seems to have a baritone voice, he would say, you know, Shom Aleichem Mor V'Rebbe. You know, there's, you know what, I would say it a little bit differently. I don't know if I, listen, Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah, you know, I'm not going to argue with Rosh Hashanah. I don't know, I would simply say, if anything, it's also just an idea. There's such an amuna in that this is it, this is the Geula, you know. The whole night, that's what we're going to say, the Halal Gadol. We're talking about the future Amunah. It shows an Amunah that in the future that God is really going to begoal ourselves. So we act it out as if, you know, not that Eliyahu HaNavi, maybe it's not that he wrote the Sefer, someone wrote it in his name, so it could be he didn't mean it like this. But it's a fantastic Haggadah, by the way. So, but it could be that really it's our way of showing Amunah of the future Gula. Not necessarily that this moment Eliyahu HaNavi is walking in the door, but if he did, I think we give him something to drink. Ulam lo dai b'psichas hadelas. Maybe that's what I'm saying. Maybe it's not enough to open up your hearts. Psachli achosi reisi yonosi tamosi hakadosh baruch hu kovei lekanetz Yisrael shenim shel yona pesachu v'pesach kabesuah shemachah. No, that's what we do. I think I also noticed. I always forget to ask Beryl Exton. I noticed on Friday nights. I'm gonna text him after. That whenever we're doing the Chododi, he doesn't just simply leave. What do? We get up and we face the door. I always see him get up and he walks. He walks somewhere. I think he walks closer to the door.
He has ADHD. He does that at 7 o'clock in the evening.
No, I think that's part of it. You know, I think it's a nice minhag. You know, so what you're showing, it's not enough. I want to go greet the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So that's what we're doing here. It's not that I'm just saying words. I'm getting up. And I'm actually believing I'm going closer and closer. Why do you wear a kittel?
I don't.
You don't wear a kittel?
No.
Neither do I.
You don't wear a kittel? No. You don't wear a kittel?
Skip it. Go to the next.
You're wearing a kittel.
You lost a golf tee.
What?
You lost a golf tee. Find the hidden tee.
Wow. How come you don't wear a kittel? Not the minute.
You didn't wear a kittel at my wedding, either.
That was the other shul.
That was the other shul.
Only wear it when I die. No.
So some say the reason we were in kittel is like Big Day Mason. That you should be, you know, it creates a certain lack of levity, of being careful about the evening, you know, just be more serious. The Netziv in his Psicha, which is page 5, Nachza, again, this is part of the experience.
Do many people in the hotel wear kittels?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember, but I was in a hotel.
Those were the hotel ropes. They weren't like
kittles. They were hotel ropes. yeah, they were wearing. I think.
Not too many when I was
there. Yeah. Well, you probably went to.
I went to Schachter's and stuff.
Oh, wasn't it? I don't recall. I don't know. Could be. It's true. You know, you go to a hotel. But to say it is very not enjoyable.
No, unless you're private.
It's very hard. It's, you're with everybody and you're screaming, "Pass the salt!" Nachso le'inyan she'enigu chazal. La'asos ha'seder kemo b'zman she'ochel b'sachem. Mizeh ha'tam, notin li'yadayim t'vilo b'mashke. There's in that what the Netziv tries to show is that all of these things that we do, it's in the bottom paragraph, all the things that we do, we're trying to reenact, we're trying to get you in the mood, we're trying to really, you know, there's a machlokas, the Rambam and others, we say mitzvah liros es asmo ki yilu yatsmu chayim. It's a mitzvah to see yourself. The Rambam says mitzvah laharos, to show. So it happens to be a halachic nafkimi, which that the Brisker Rav says that's the difference is, by mitzvah laharos, he said, "Why did you didn't do haseba? You didn't lean during the time of matzah. You didn't lean. You have to do it again. According to the Rambam, drinking water, you got to do it again because haseba is not just haseba is part of the mitzvah. It's part of laharos esatzmo. Others said liros esatzmo. Yeah, there's a mitzvah haseba, like the Rush says. There's a mitzvah haseba and there's a mitzvah of eating matzah. The best way to do it." It's the lean one, but if you didn't, so yotze yam, this wasn't bishlei muslim. So the Netziv says v'hataz tam azel lefimen hagenish shenogim lahakeh b'tibula b'mashke. Why do we do? Why do we matbil? Why do we tunkain? Below kashim idek demikol malkom b'seida henhigu kamo b'zman achilas haPesach. Umizeh atam nunoz levosh hakittel. That's why we're a kittel. Ein atam shelo. It's not because I want you to remind yourself now, you're close to death or death. What is it when you shech the pesach? The carbon pesach is meshulchan gavoa. It's a lashon that this is the Kaddish Baruch Hu's food now, and you get to eat from the table of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Kishitas Rashi v'Rambam, the Chol Achilas Kachem Kalim, who Mishulchan Gavoa, v'lo Kishitas Hatosus. V'mkein yesh l'chol ha-Pesach be'ema u'v'yira kimo b'shas tefila u'kimo she'ochel al shulchan ha-melech. You're getting dressed so that you have a certain attitude that you are having this as if you're eating. This is like wearing this, you know, your fanciest suit. K'mo she'ochel al shulchan ha-melech she'enu lovish beged achila k'mo she'ochel b'beiso. You get dressed and you're going into the Kadosh Baruch Hu's palace. And you're eating on his table. That's why you were a kittel. Beautiful rationale. Beautiful rationale. Gonna stop wearing a kittel this year?
No.
You don't read. You weren't. But you. You
I don't wear a kittel.
I don't care because you're a Boston Red Sox fan. I don't care what you do.
Okay.
How do you come to this place with a Boston Red Sox fan? It hurts me.
It hurts you.
It hurts me. See, you understand my Yankee fan in and out.
I think he's the tzaddik and you're the
who is it? Amalek and Amalek Gamacho's Yankee, something like that?
The Rav used to, I've heard that the Rav used to go to Red Sox games. He used to get up and acknowledge him. And
really?
Yeah.
He did go to Red Sox games.
I know.
He supported the local team.
I'll tell you a funny story. My cousin tells me that he used to walk the Rav on Yom Kippur not all the time, but so when he lived in Boston, in Brookline. So he would pick up the Rav and he'd walk with him maybe just this year. So they're walking together and I think it must have been 1975 when Boston was in
76.
No, 75. 75. 76, the Yankees. The Yankees were there. We lost. We're straight.
That's wet.
Right.
To Cincinnati.
Wipe that smile off your...
I was at game four.
So my cousin kept on, like, as you're going through, you know, those days, you know, you looked at papers, you know, wanted to see. Did it say who won the night before? Maybe it was, I don't remember, you know, what it was.
I was working on Shabbos, you're saying.
It was Butch Yom Kippur.
Oh, Yom Kippur, okay.
So the Rav noticed that he was doing this, and the Rav, you know, chided him and said, stop looking, you know, today's Yom Kippur. Now then he says, he put it this way, I think his lesson was, it's a metaphysical fact, Boston always loses. Well, so much for Das Torah. All right, this is a beautiful shloh. On page 7. Is this what I wanted in the shlo? Maybe go to the I'm not sure. Oh, yeah. So you know the reason why we drink the dollar kosos is because can they get what? The dollar. So the shlo says, I'll give you a different reason. Old kosof hashlo HaKadosh. I left because Steve Celeste always wants to know, why is it the Shloh HaKadosh? Why don't you say the Ksos HaKoshet HaKadosh? Dalet Kosos hem keneged dalet imahos. It's keneged the four mothers. Sara Kos Rishon, Asher Bocha Ban Mikol Amim, Ki Kishem Sha'avim Avinu Bocha Me'avim, since he was the chosen one of all the nations, V'giyor HaNashim, Kain Sara Giyor HaNashim, she also was converted many women. I'm laughing when Mark Dratch and Sarah, you know, Sarah, so they were converting a woman. So Sarah was bringing her to the mikveh, and she said to her, listen, you have to buy a dress that's two sizes larger than what you're wearing. So she was very serious. She said, okay, how come? She says, you're going down a Gentile and you're coming up a Jew. Only she could say this. Rivka kosa hagada maskel begnus. Right? Rivka, why? So mitzchi, because that is Esav, right? Maskel begnus. Mitzchila of the avodah zara v'seim b'shevach hu Yaakov v'achshav kiravnu hamal kolom l'avodah so. Rachel is a kos berchas hamazon. She Yosef b'na kilkel kol beis Yisrael, brought everyone together and fed them. Leyes Berchas Asher Kos Revi LaHalo Shehi Omra HaPam Oda Es Hashem. She was the first one to say Pam Oda El Hashem. Reshiv Kosav Hashlo to Kos Rishon Hu Neged Bechinas Olam Hazeh Beis Neged Olam HaNeshamos. The third one is Keneged Yemos HaMashiach and Dalad is Neged Olam Shel Acher HaTchiyah. Alright, so he gives a very nice idea. Okay. Then he goes through a different another one with this. Alright, let's skip to page 10. Actually, we're not going to get much more done. Maybe we'll stop here. Yeah, we'll stop here, and I'll just say one thing, you know, something from yesterday's parsha. I didn't mention that, but I'll tell you that the word that I said yesterday you have to share, that the Rav explained why we're Dorish Arami Obed. Why are we Dorish Arami Obed? Why don't we Dorish, what is that? That was the video that we said when we brought the Bikurim. Why don't we start really, if you're telling us Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, so just read the first four parshiyos of Parsha Shmos. That gives you the whole story. You don't have to, you know, all right, we'll never get finished, but that gives you the whole story. Why don't we do it from there? So he said the reason why is because the very essence of the Bikurim is to be Makir Tov. Right? Here is the farmer who finally, you know, he grows his fruit. The first thing he does, Bikurim, he brings it to Yerushalayim, and as they're coming, you know, he's happy, and what is he doing? He's thanking the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the essence of the evening is to be Makir Tov. In fact, Rabbi Bachya Mekuda says that the most important midah that a Jew could have is to be Makir Tov, the Makir Tov to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So I think in that light, I just want to say that we have to be Makir Tov this week to the Secretary of State and to President Trump in how they publicly came out. And something which I read about Pompeo? What's his name?
Pompeo.
That he said, it was really just, it hit home. And it reminded me of something that Rav Kook, Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook, wrote in 1973. And Henry Kissinger was, you know, pressuring the Israelis, you know, when we needed the arms, and he was pressuring us to agree now to certain compromises. And but for Richard Nixon, who knows what would have happened?
Anti-Semite was the one.
See, he's not such an anti-Semite. He just as lashonas, you know, it's lashonas of what he had. That's the way some people are.
The only president, by the way, who in the middle of an existential battle, it wasn't Johnson, none in 67 or 48, Truman didn't give arms. The only one who did it was Nixon.
Yeah. So he wrote, or Tzvi Yehuda Kook was so upset at Henry Kissinger that he wrote a letter and he sent it around to different shuls, they put it on the walls. Some of them are very upset with Tzvi Yehuda Kook. How do you speak this way? It's not the way to speak. So he pointed to yesterday's parsha, and he said, you know, yesterday's parsha, the introduction, the theoretical, when you're talking about, you know, which animals are tamei, which animals are not tamei, and very, you know, these are the ones who are tamei, which are ain't no tamei, you know. But he said it in such a way to, like, it's the way the Torah should speak. You should be kind in your lashonas. Then all of a sudden, as you go through animal after animal, he says, tumalehem, 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 that's it. What happened? He said, there are times that you have to speak in a certain way. You have to be politically correct. He says, halacha l'maisa, when it's coming down to the bottom line, sometimes you got to say it as is. And Pompeo said something that was just, he just hit it. He just said, you know what, I hear all this. You know, we've discussed, you know, the Nitziv's notion that halacha, when it comes to international warfare, you know, the Umas Olam have the right to change the rules. They have the right to change the rules. Okay. And in fact, the Israeli says that if they change the rules, we have to follow it. Very nice. He says, let me understand something. I'm saying it differently than he said, but he said very similar close. You want to say you're not allowed to take over territory via war. You know, Konami, good. So I'm with Crimea, right. Russia had no right to do what they did. We didn't go into the Golan and say, "Oh, this is a nice, you know, we can make wine here, and we'll be able to make." We didn't do that. You attacked me. Not only did you attack me in 67, prior to 67, you kept on shooting. what do you expect? You expect that the UN resolution means that when you say that you can't take over territory via war, what do you want? I should sign a suicide pact? I should give you back the land, and then what, so you could keep on shooting at me? I mean,
we started.
And I gotta tell you, no, that was after they shut the straits. They had an act of war, but the whole idea, what Pompeo was saying, is like, you know something, it's a shame. You have to be Market Tov. And you're right, just like Richard Nixon, you know, stood up for us, this is standing up for us. You know, whatever you think about Trump, or you like him, you hate him, whatever it is, that's not my point. But in this one small issue, the fact that a president of the United States gave the go-ahead, and this Secretary of State, Mamish spoke, you know, we're so sick of the way everyone in political correctness, both sides should what was it called? What are you saying?
Show restraint.
Show restraint. Both sides should. I mean, how do you, the moral parity that everyone always says to it, it comes to a point where you say, come on, you're not helping the situation. So, anyhow, just want to say that that's part of the season.
Did you see the Times magazine yesterday?